Well, Mondays are always the days that we start off, and I don't know what you have looking ahead to the week, but Mondays are the days you either look ahead and think, okay, I can't wait to get started on this week, or you look ahead and you say, I can't wait till this week's over, and I can look ahead next week because of the things that you see in front of you. And what we wind up doing a lot of times is we do kind of focus on those things that are problems, those things that potentially are uncomfortable, those things that are ahead of us that we're just not looking forward to. And we focus on those things. Our attention is on those things. And once we start to focus on those things, it's almost like we obsess on those things and we overlook everything else. And if there's things that we have in front of us, maybe today, maybe this week, that we're just not looking forward to, you know, or maybe there's things that are just burdening you down today and just causing you to be anxious for life. Or maybe you're just struggling in life. And it's the brand new week, and you look at it and say, well, it's just another week of the same old things. Once we start looking at that, it becomes easy to obsess on those things, and we miss the good things of God. We miss God's faithfulness. We miss the opportunities to see that situation that we might be dreading, to see that situation turned around, and what the enemy had intended for our destruction, the enemy had intended to discourage us, the enemy had intended to defeat us, is turned around. And we're walking as overcomers. We're walking in the victories of Jesus Christ. There's nothing that is more satisfying than when you look at a situation and it's beyond you how you can ever see victory, how you can ever turn that situation around. It's beyond you. You have no idea how. But you give it to God. You keep walking forward. You keep going ahead. You keep moving towards the promise, whether you see evidence of it or not, and all of a sudden you realize that God turned things around. While you couldn't even see, you couldn't see the things he was doing behind the scenes, and all of a sudden you realize, oh, that's all worked out. That is awesome. It is so encouraging and strengthening to see those things. We tend to miss those things when we just focus and obsess over the problems or the difficulties. So my question for you on this Monday is it a Monday where you're just looking, you're excited for the day, you're anticipating the week, you're just ready to go, you're energized, or it is a Monday that you're just kind of struggling to pull yourself out of bed and you're worried and stressed and tensed about what you know Monday brings or what you know this week brings? Well, if it's the latter, I want to encourage you in the Word of God and encourage you to keep moving forward and to, rather than seeing the mountains that are in front of you, see your life as a flat plane, easy to traverse. If you're looking at the week and you're saying to yourself, I really have no idea how I see these things that are before me, I see these big mountains that I'm going to have to climb or go around, it's going to be a difficult week. Rather than seeing those mountains, because you're looking ahead towards things that haven't even taken place yet. You're anticipating those things. But this is the great thing about being a believer, and this is what we need to remember. God can take those mountains, and he can make them flat, level, easy to traverse. None of us like climbing mountains. Well, okay, there are people that climb mountains. I have no idea why. If you've ever climbed a mountain, now I'm talking about even some small mountains. When I was in Austria, I was on a missions trip, and we had a day to fill, so they took us to one of the little small mountains in the Alps. I mean a small little mountain, and we took a day, and just the switchbacks going, you know, back and forth trying to make our way up that mountain. And every step, it's always a struggle to go up. It takes a lot more energy to go up than it does to, you know, just go on flat land or to go down. And every step is just getting harder and harder, and you're using muscles you didn't, haven't used in a long time, and every step gets more and more painful. And the guy who was leading us kept saying, oh, it's all going to be worth it. When you get to the top, it's all going to be worth it. When you see that view from the vista, it's all going to be worth it. And I remember laboriously going up that mountain and thinking, oh my goodness, how much farther can it? Why did I agree to do this? And you get to the top of the mountain, and I was waiting for that big payoff, and all I could look at was, I got to go back down this mountain again. It's going to be easier going down, but I got to go back down. None of us like to have to climb mountains. And it's not easy. If we see there's a mountain in front of us, we know it's going to be work. We anticipate it. We anticipate it not with excitement, but with a sense of dread. We don't like mountains. And if we can avoid climbing the mountain, it still is going to take us way out of our way to have to go around the mountain. It's an inconvenience. It's an obstacle. It's a difficulty. So sometimes we look at our life and we see those what we perceive as mountains. Here's the thing. You could be looking at what you see as a mountain in front of you this week and know this is something you have to deal with. And you see it as a big mountain. It's ahead of you. I mean, this is Monday. If you're dreading something on Thursday, so much can happen between now and then. This is the thing. As a believer, we need to remember that we have a Savior who has already seen all the needs that we'd have, all the things we'd ever have to face, and He's given us deliverance in all of those things. We have a deliverer who can take those mountains and literally can make those mountains flat, easy to traverse. If I have to get from point A to point B and there's a big, huge mountain in between, you know, you do kind of dread that because you know you either have to climb the mountain and come back down the other side. It's going to be laborious. It's going to drain you. You just don't look forward to it. Or you're going to have to go around it, which is going to take a lot longer and be a lot more time and effort expended. If you're looking and you see that mountain's in between you, you get yourself all psyched up and you obsess on the mountain. And here's the thing. If we just move forward in confidence and faith in the Lord, if we put our trust in His promises and just move forward, He can take those mountains and totally remove them. If we keep moving forward in faith, He can remove that mountain and make that which was a mountain just a flat, level, easy-to-traverse terrain. We live here in Northwest Ohio. Nobody understands flat lands like we do. It's easy for us to walk on flat, level surfaces. It requires very little extra or extraneous effort. We'd all much rather walk on flat, level, easy-to-traverse ground. Whatever mountain you're looking at, God can make it flat. He can make it easy to traverse. So I'm going to read some verses to you from the book of Zechariah. And as we look at these verses, I want you to think about those things that are in front of you this week that to you are mountains. Maybe it's even beyond this week. Maybe it's something that's been ongoing. You know, maybe you have that mountain in front of you. It's just another week that you have in front of the mountain. And you can never get around the mountain and you can never get over the mountain. You're just stuck on this side of the mountain. You know, maybe you've been stuck there for a while. Listen to what the Word of God says. This is from the book of Zechariah, Zechariah chapter 4. And Zerubbabel and Joshua were the ones who had helped to lead some of the Israelites out of exile and had been a part of leading them back to Jerusalem. And Zerubbabel is the one that was really given the responsibility of the work on the temple and the rebuilding and the reworking of the temple. So Zerubbabel is the one that's being talked to here. Starting in verse number 6, and he's talking to an angel of the Lord. And so he said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty." Zerubbabel had this huge effort in front of him. You want to talk about a mountain? He's got to somehow rebuild the temple. And it seems like an impossible task for Zerubbabel. But God says to him, "It's not by your might, it's not by your strength. It's by my spirit, says the Lord." See, when we see that mountain in front of us, that thing that is impossible, and maybe it's that mountain that has just kept you not moving forward, kept you stationary. Maybe it's that mountain that has just caused you to freeze and you're stuck right where you're at. I'm sure that's how Zerubbabel felt. Do you have something that just feels like it's impossible in front of you? Or is there something in front of you this week or something that's been in front of you that just feels impossible? That's exactly where Zerubbabel felt. But as we look through these verses, I want to look through verses 6 through 10. As we read through these verses, it starts off with God telling Zerubbabel, look, you're looking at the situation. You're looking at the responsibilities. You're looking at what I've called you to do. And in your mind and in your eyesight, you're seeing what looks like it's impossible. And I'm telling you, it's not going to be done by your might. It's not going to be done by your power. It'll be done according to my spirit, by my spirit. So God is saying it's going to be my power that gets this done. It's going to be by the Holy Spirit power that this gets done. It's not by you. It's not by your strength. It's not by your ability as a Zerubbabel. All you have to do is move forward. And that which looks impossible to you, to your natural eye, I'll take care of it. You just have to do the work. You've got to move forward. If you've got that big mountain in front of you and you've been stationary, you've been frozen in place because it's just defeated you time and time again, and it looks so impossible, you're thinking there's no way, there is no way I can do it. And you're just giving up. You've planted yourself in front of that mountain because you know you can't defeat it. You know you can't go around it. You know you can't overcome it. Hear the words that God said to Zerubbabel, because those words are words that are for you as well. It's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty. It was impossible for Zerubbabel in his own strength and ability to do what God had called him to do. He said, all you got to do is just you go start the work. You do it and I'll take care of it. You start and I'll work through you. It'll be my power, not yours, but you got to do it. So many times we get stuck in front of that mountain. We just give up. We never even want to start the effort because it just seems so impossible. In verse number 7, it says, what are you, O mighty mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you'll become level ground. God said, mountain that seems impossible, what are you? Before me, before God, you are nothing. Nothing. What are you, O mighty mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you will become flat, level, easy to traverse terrain. You'll become level ground. You know, if Zerubbabel saw a mountain in front of him and then all of a sudden saw that it was level ground, look, seeing that mountain makes you say, I don't think I can do this. But when you look ahead and the mountain's gone and it's easy, just, you know, I can do this. And you'll start taking those steps. Start taking the steps and watch what God does. Zerubbabel had to be obedient. We see this theme throughout the Word of God. You've got to take the steps. It's no different than when the Israelites were getting ready to cross the Jordan River. And they have the Ark of the Covenant. They're going to bring the Ark of the Covenant across. But the river is flooded and overflowing its banks. And it's impossible to get across. God said to cross. They had to take the steps. If they'd have sat there with the Ark of the Covenant, holding that Ark up, waiting for God to stop up the Jordan River, they would still be sitting there waiting. I mean, if they had to wait for that, they would just sit there and wait and wait and wait until they just gave up. If they waited, they wouldn't have seen it. There's no faith in that. It takes no faith to say, well, God, when you move, then I'll move. When I see you move, I'll move. That's not faith. That's not faith at all. There's zero faith involved in that. Faith is, if God says move across the river, we start moving across the river. And then as soon as the priests, as soon as their feet hit that water, as soon as it touched, in other words, they operated in faith. They were going to do the impossible. As soon as they operated in faith, the river stopped up. The Jordan stopped up. The flow stopped. They were able to cross over with no difficulties. We see this theme throughout the Word of God. We've got to operate. When we move, when we operate in faith and we move, we'll see the things taking place. That's what faith is. It's believing the things that you cannot see. See, you see the mountain in front of you, and so you stay stationary. You give up. And you say, I've tried to cross this mountain before. I failed every time. So we look and we see the mountain. We don't even try. Instead, you start moving in faith. You start believing what the Word says, O mighty mountain. Before Zerubbabel, you'll become flat, level ground. If I believe that that's what God's going to do, he's going to remove that mountain from in front of my path so it's easy, smooth. If I believe that, regardless of what I see, if I believe and I start taking the steps, once I start taking the steps of faith, I'm going to see God's going to remove that mountain and make it smooth, make it easy. It goes on to say in verse number 8, so he just said, what are you, O mighty mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you'll become level ground. Then he will bring out the capstone to shouts of God bless it, God bless it. Now remember, Zerubbabel's mountain was he had to rebuild the temple. And so it's saying that that once he starts, God's going to make it easy. It's going to be in God's power, not in his power. Zerubbabel's got to take the step. He's got to move forward. But once he starts moving, it won't be his power, it'll be God's power. And he'll be able to put that capstone in place. The capstone is the finishing touch. Now it goes on to say in verse number 8, "Then the word of the Lord came to me, 'The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this temple. His hand will also complete it. Then you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me to you.'" Verse 10, "Who despises the day of small things? Men will rejoice when they see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel." So the mountain that was before Zerubbabel was, he had to rebuild the temple. It was an impossibility to do, but God said, "Look, you're seeing a mountain. I'm telling you, you start the work, I'm going to remove the mountain. It's not going to be in your strength or in your ability. You start moving forward. You start the work, and I'll take care of the rest." And he said, "You're the one that laid the foundation." So Zerubbabel is the one that fixed the foundation and prepared that foundation for the temple. And he said, "You laid the foundation, and you will be the one that lays the capstone." He laid the foundation. The foundation is the beginning. It's what everything else is built upon. It's the starting point. Zerubbabel did that, and because he did that, because he took those steps and he laid that foundation, God said, "Because you did that, it's going to be in my strength, but you will also be the one that puts the capstone, the finishing stone, the decorative stone, that which holds everything together. You'll be the one, your hand will be the one that puts the capstone in place. You will finish what was impossible to do." There's sometimes that we look at those big projects that seem impossible to us. And it's just a matter of taking those first steps, of just getting started. If you see that mountain and it's caused you to be frozen in place, stationary, you can't even move forward, because you've tried before and that mountain's always defeated you. Hey, today's a brand new day. If you go into today believing that God can and will remove that mountain, if you'll take the steps, he'll remove the mountain, and it'll be easy for you to move forward into those promises that he has for you. Those things which you thought you couldn't accomplish, in him you can, not in your strength, but in his strength. All you have to do is take the steps. And you might look, and that mountain might look so huge, you're going to think, why am I even taking these first steps? These first steps mean I've got so far to go. Well, verse number 10 says, "Who despises the day of small things? Men will rejoice when they see the plumb line." We've got to, we dread those small steps, those small beginnings, but we shouldn't. Because those small beginnings, those are the places of faith. When we start to move and take those steps with what our vision sees as impossible, because I still see that mountain in front of me, but I'm going to take those small steps. God rewards those small steps, because that's faith. And once you take those small steps, don't dread those small steps of the beginning place. Whatever you're dreading in front of you today, start moving forward with the anticipation that you're going to overcome in Jesus Christ. You're going to overcome, and that mountain is going to be removed. What is the task that's in front of you that you've not been able to accomplish because it's been like a mountain? What is that task that's in front of you that seems impossible? And so you're frozen in place. You're stagnating. Take those steps, even though they seem like small steps. And even though it's steps that you dread taking because I don't want to face that mountain. You take those steps, that small beginning. You take those steps, you do it in faith, knowing that God is a God that moves mountains. You take those small steps, and God said, "Not by might, nor by power, not by your might, not by your power, but by the power of the Holy Spirit, his work will be accomplished. He will do what he's going to do." You got a mountain in front of you this week? Take your vision, take your eye off that mountain, move forward, take those steps of faith, and watch God move that mountain. You got to take the steps, the small steps, the small beginning steps. You take those small steps in faith, God's going to remove that mountain that you thought you would never be able to traverse or get around.